We're going to meet two teenage girls now, both born and raised in Nepal, both with loving families. Like many girls in Southern Asia, each month when they get their periods, they say that something horrible happens. NPR's Michaeline Ducleff and Jane Greenhalgh report on a tradition in Nepal that's held women back for thousands of years.
Our first girl is Prakriti Kandel. She's 15, she's studying for her SATs, and with short hair and black-rimmed hipster glasses, Prakriti already looks like a college student. Each month, though, she faces a tough situation.
When I'm having my period, I can't touch my grandmother, I can't eat while she's eating, I can't touch the table while she's eating, I can't touch my father, I can't touch my mother.
It's even worse for our second girl, Kamala Bika. She's 14 and lives out in the remote west. I met Kamala in a village called Tangkut. I was sitting on the porch of my guest house when Kamala walked by.
Kamala.
She's tiny, barely 5 feet, a bright red ribbon in her dark hair.
Kamala.
We tried to get her to talk to us, but she won't come over to the porch.
Because she's menstruating. She should not be entering another person's house.
I'm travelling with Cecile Shrestha of WaterAid, which is working with the girls and women in these villages to end a deeply rooted tradition.
When they're menstruating, no matter what, they stay outside, they eat outside, and they sleep outside.
Outside in sheds, raised platforms, no walls, some have thatched roofs. We ask Kamala if she's heading to one of these sheds.
Yeah, she'll sleep there tonight.
We ask her to come closer, but she covers her face with her hands and won't move.
Why is she hiding her face? She's scared that we're going to beat her.
Because stepping on the porch would break a menstrual taboo. She runs away.
Come on.
300 miles away in the capital Kathmandu, I visit a completely different world.
Hello. Come, please.
Namaste.
Prakriti is from an upper-middle-class family. She lives in a beautiful three-story home with a lush rose garden out front.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Tea.
Right away, it's clear Prakriti is very close to her parents. She sits next to her mom on the couch and often puts her head on her mom's shoulder. She says her dad has always supported her goal to go to college abroad, even though many girls in Nepal don't get to go to college at all.
He was the one who said that it was fine having one daughter, and that he didn't need a son, so he's always been inspiring me in my life.
But Prakriti's family also puts restrictions on her when she's menstruating.
I'm not supposed to go to the kitchen, but I keep forgetting that I have my period. It's kind of confusing. Like, you're just going into the kitchen one day and the next day you're suddenly not allowed to go.
She fights with her mom and grandmother a lot about this. Sometimes she storms off to her room and cries. I ask her what will happen if she doesn't follow the rules. Awful things, she says.
So there was this time when my father got sick and he was hospitalized, and then the doctors couldn't diagnose him. And then one of the priests, he said that because I had touched him when I was having my period, it could have infuriated the clan gods.
So the priest blamed Prakriti for her dad's illness because she had touched him while she was on her period.
That must have made you feel bad.
Yes, it did.
How is this possible? Where do these ideas come from? Mukunda Ariel has studied Hinduism for 40 years. He says it's in the ancient scriptures that women are highly infectious during their periods.
All her body.
He says her body is so weak that infections come out of her mouth.
And that's actually written in Hindu scripture.
Yes, in many, many scriptures.
Ariel says that Hinduism has one god that reigns above all others. In Hindu scripture, this king of gods commits a horrible sin. To atone for it, he created menstruation. Each month, women suffer for this god's sin. They're impure, dirty. There's even an expression in Nepal that women say when they're on their periods.
I am now untouchable.
I am now untouchable. Ariel says these taboos date back thousands of years and pervade nearly all cultures and religions. In Christianity, women on their periods were once thought to be dangerous. In some places, these taboos still hold on. For ultra-Orthodox Jews, the laws forbid any contact between men and women. Out in Nepal's western villages, these ancient rules are more than just a nuisance.
So we're walking to the shed.
We find Kamala and she agrees to take us to her shed. It's about a 10-minute walk. It's starting to get dark and she doesn't have a flashlight.
She's scared mostly of snakes
and of men. She's heard stories of girls being sexually assaulted when they're alone in their sheds. Camilla believes if she stays in the house, her family will be cursed. Their animals will die and her hands will curl up and become deformed. And so Camilla sleeps here in this small shed. It's more like a cage with wooden bars crisscrossed over the top and sides.
It was raining really hard last night and it doesn't look as though there's any real cover on her shed.
She got all drenched in the rain and she slept here the whole night.
It's actually illegal in Nepal to force women into these sheds, but many villagers in the remote west continue to do it.
No, I'm relaxed. I don't feel good about this. Of practicing this.
Camilla says she can't break society's rules, but in the capital, Kathmandu, Priyakriti is determined to change them.
Because of this belief, because of this ritual, women are not equal to men. So I think this is just a way of discrimination, and discrimination always hurts.
After the priest blamed Priyakriti for her father's illness, she went to work. She learned about the biology of menstruation and about how other cultures around the world treat it. Then she had an epiphany.
Menstruation is not a taboo, but a power for women.
A power for women. She felt so strongly about this issue that she wrote a book.
I can show you the first draft of that book.
Sure.
The book is a novel called Imposter.
I can read the prologue.
Okay, that'd be great.
The world was created by divine powers that we know as gods and goddesses.
It's about a society where menstruation gives women superpowers. Men are afraid.
And so they decided to ostracize. What? So they decided to ostracize women so that they couldn't unleash that power.
Priyakriti is laughing because her mom is beside her, making fun of her book and her ideas about menstruation. But Priyakriti is serious. Her goal in life is to stop menstrual taboos. Here's her plan.
After school, I want to pursue political science in a very good college. And my aim in life is to be the Prime Minister of Nepal and change things.
Change things. To get Camilla and all the girls in the countryside out of their sheds. Michaeline Duclef
and Jane Greenhalgh, NPR News.